Chapter 19, Disability Innovation, supported by Westpac Scholars Trust. When Westpac celebrated its 200th anniversary in 2017, the focus was to look forward. As a part of this, the Westpac Scholars Trust was created. A unique $100 million scholarship fund that invests in 100 new Westpac scholars every year. A number of these scholars are creating a more inclusive Australia by challenging and breaking down the barriers that people with disability and their support networks may face, often based on their own personal experiences or on those close to them. Here are some of their stories about innovation and positive social change. Free 3D hands for children. When Matt Botell was made redundant from his engineering role in the automotive industry, he paused to ask himself, what would I do for a career if money wasn't a factor? Recognising that for children missing a hand, a prosthetic limb can cost around $15,000 and they can outgrow it within a few months, Matt turned his engineering skills into making 3D printed assistive devices. Initially produced from his garage turned workshop in Victoria, these cost a small fraction of the price, as low as $8, while allowing their little owners to choose their hand design from a range of colours. Matt's hands have been sent to kids and adults all around the world for free. Building on this truly inclusive approach, rather than license his designs for profit, Matt has made them available to download online so that anyone with access to a 3D printer can make them. He's also formalised a charity called Free 3D Hands. While leasing a large factory on Phillip Island in Victoria, where he is working on developing a multifunction bionic arm for under $100 in parts to be provided to people anywhere in the world for free. I don't see myself as someone who makes hands. I see what I do as manufacturing joy, he says. 95% of Westpac scholars believe diversity is valued and promoted by the Westpac Scholars Trust and represented by fellow Westpac scholars. Greater inclusion leads to greater diversity of ideas and perspectives. Each year, we continue to invest in people from different backgrounds with different mindsets, values, and views. Our scholarship programs are designed to challenge ways of thinking, broaden perspectives, and push the boundaries of what is possible. Westpac Scholars Trust 2019 Impact Report. Matt Botell, engineer and prosthetic limb innovator. If I charge someone even $10 for a device, in my mind, it would only be worth $10. But if I give it away for free with no expectation of reward, then it becomes priceless. Westpac Scholars Trust, ABN 35600251071, is administered by Westpac Scholars Limited, ABN 72168847041, as trustee for the Westpac Scholars Trust. Westpac Scholars Trust is a private charitable trust, and neither the trust nor the trustee are part of the Westpac Group. Westpac provides administrative support, skilled volunteering, and funding for operational costs of Westpac Scholars Trust. Higher Up makes finding and providing support easy. For siblings Jordan and Laura O'Reilly, who grew up alongside their brother Shane, who lived with cerebral palsy, managing support workers was part of their family routine. They experienced firsthand what worked well for both the support workers and the families they were assisting. Jordan went on to become an occupational therapist, giving him an even deeper understanding of the disability support work system and the challenges experienced by both people with disability and their carers. Together, Jordan and Laura founded Higher Up, an online platform for both support workers and people with disability, allowing those who need support to hire and manage workers and those who provide support to find work and assist in an easy manner. Since launching in 2015, HireUp has facilitated more than 70,000 support connections, provided more than 8.5 million hours of support, and saved the users of HireUp around $70 million in support funding. Much more than just a jobs board, HireUp was founded on the principle that successful carer and client matches are not just based on the qualifications to get the job done, but also on shared interests to develop a relationship where they work together to achieve goals. Business is blooming for the florist with purpose. Determined that her sister Guyana led a fulfilling life. Nipuni Wijiwikrima established Gigi's Flowers and Hampers in Canberra. Apart from giving Guyana, who has Down syndrome, purpose and pleasure from helping create and deliver the floral arrangements, the business provides people with disability with meaningful employment opportunities. Starting in the bathroom of her family home and later moving to the garden shed, Gigi's Flowers, the G standing for Guyana and her mum Geetha, a trained florist, has delivered beautiful bouquets to thousands of Canberrians. Nipuni believes all people with special needs are capable of leading fulfilling and engaging lives, and this can be achieved through meaningful employment. Since its foundation, the business has provided paid employment at award wages for more than 35 people living with a range of disabilities. Connecting, supporting, and empowering parents. Recognising that it can be a hard and lonely road for parents raising children with disability, Summer Elizabeth has made it her mission to connect, inform, and empower families. While working as a speech pathologist and helping children with disability, she was shocked at the limited contact that parents had with their peers and the enormous impact this has had on their quality of life. Summer co-founded the development of Kindship, a social networking app which allows parents to meet, discover others on similar journeys, match, connect with parents based on shared interests, location, and the age group and diagnosis of the children, chat, ask questions and swap stories in private messages, learn, explore and contribute practical information on all things parenting, schooling, intervention, funding, and well-being. Inspired by my own experience growing up with a disability and that of my young clients, I co-founded Kindship to address the devastating impact of social isolation experienced by families living with disability. Summer says, "I've experienced firsthand the need for families to connect with others who can relate to their situation and wanted to create a connecting point to help them with support and care."